It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
To our program, Border Crossings, with you live from D.C. today. We've got Levi Hummann in our studios. He has a new EP out. We'll hear all about it and get a chance to hear some live music as well. Stay tuned. This is Border Crossings.
I just gotta say something. I don't know what it is, but I know I gotta say something. It's hard to tell you how I feel, and I feel everything at the same time. But I'm here, and you're here, so I'll try to get my tongue untied. I love you, still got you on my mind, even though I'm not supposed to. I hate you for getting under my skin, but it's where you've always been, like a tattoo. I miss you, it's hard to admit it, but hard to forget all the good we had. I love you, I hate you, I miss you, I wish it didn't end like that. Don't wanna, but I want you back. Gotta say nothing. Yeah, you can walk away if you didn't feel nothing. But I'm still gonna feel how I feel, if you stay or if you leave tonight. But you're still here and I'm here, so I'm gonna tell you one more time. I love you, still got you on my mind, even though I'm supposed to. I hate you for getting under my skin, but it's where you've always been, like a tattoo. I miss you, it's hard to admit it, but hard to forget all the good we had. I love you, I hate you, I miss you, I wish it didn't end like that. Just move on, yeah, I would turn my heart off if I could, yeah, I would, if I could. But I love you, still got you on my mind, even though I'm not supposed to. I hate you for getting under my skin, but it's where you've always been, like a tattoo. I miss you, it's hard to admit it, but hard.
Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. Welcome to our program. Levi Hummann is on the road right now. He's on tour for his brand new EP. It's an interesting tour with an interesting name, and we welcome Levi to our studios for more information about the tour. Welcome.
Yeah, so we are actually on the road right now for like 5 weeks, going coast to coast in the USA, and we partnered with a brand called Ram Trucks, and so we're actually driving a Ram truck basically coast to coast, and right now we're in here in D.C. and hanging out. And we partnered with Ram, and it's called Guts Glory Ram Tour.
Love it.
Yeah.
What a great... Who sleeps in the back of the truck? That's what I want.
We just kind of roll around on the tailgate sometimes.
Okay, all right. No,
we actually... We're very blessed to have hotels every night, and that way we don't have to spend the night in the truck.
So can you introduce the guys that are here with you, Levi?
Yeah, so I'm Levi Hummann, and we got my guitar player, John, to my left. And on my right is a guy named Michael Blong, and he's my drummer or cajon player. And for those who can't see him, he's... hanging out on a box, and he's going to be drumming on a box.
A box?
Yeah.
I wonder whoever created that idea, that drum on the box.
I think it's a Brazilian thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's called a cajon.
A cajon.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So tell me, Levi, how did you make the transition from an art student into a musician. What was it that made you decide, you know, I want to pursue art, I want to go home, I want to write songs, I want to make music?
Yeah, so my dad's a songwriter back in Nashville, and he wrote songs like Blessed Broken Road and Cowboy Take Me Away and a few others. And so I grew up kind of thinking songwriting and being a musician was his thing, and kind of like rebelled against it growing up and did visual arts and kind of sculpture, skateboarded, did all this random stuff. And eventually my sophomore year of college, I got my heart broken by my girlfriend at the time and picked up a guitar, and it just made sense to write songs about kind of being heartbroken. And so I think it's like the most natural kind of country thing is like the first song you ever write is about a girl. So that's kind of where that came from.
Does she know you wrote the song about your relationship in her?
I don't know. We've broken off all ties forever. but it is, it's been now 2.5 years of kind of doing it professionally and really working on my craft. And my dad's been my biggest mentor as a songwriter and also a great friend and great teacher.
Mm-hmm. And you've written with him. You write together.
Occasionally. At first, it was like we wrote a bunch, and then we started like butting heads. And it's become like actually when we have time to write, it's like one of the best things ever.
Mm-hmm.
We write probably once every 3 months, and it's just awesome. And it's always a blessing getting to do that.
And getting to grow up in a house with a well-known Grammy-winning songwriter like Marcus Hummond, you probably have encountered many famous musicians throughout your life, your childhood.
Right. I would grow up, you know, getting ready for school, and the Dixie Chicks or Rascal Flatts or some big country artist would be in my living room writing with my dad. And at the time, I thought nothing of it. I would just kind of like be like, oh, there's whoever in the living room singing with my dad. But now I like think back to it, and I'm like, that had a huge effect on me hearing those melodies and lyrics being written growing up. Like, I guess as I'm doing this professionally and as my career now, I can feel like those kind of like sensibilities and knowledge like in my bones and in my blood.
Mm-hmm. And it's always been country music for you?
Listening to music, like I grew up loving everything from R&B, Bob Marley, to electric dance music, to everything. But writing songs, I naturally kind of live in that country space. And I also, I think just like every time I picked up a guitar, I couldn't help but write like a country lyric. So it's just like, it's just natural to me.
Came too easy. Now, one thing I did see on your website, you were kind of touching a picture of Prince on the side of a wall. Was that a musical inspiration to you? So
we've been on this Ram tour, and we've been to a ton of cities. I actually didn't know that Prince was from Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we visited Minneapolis 2 days ago, we found like he lived there. We didn't get to go to his mansion, but we did go by the venue where he played a ton. And they actually had stars from every single artist that's ever played there. But Prince's was painted gold because he just passed away. And I'm a huge Prince fan. So it was awesome to kind of just revel in that. Of course, it's still so new and so kind of like, it's a fresh wound still kind of in music.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, we're still getting more details as time goes on.
Yeah.
Now, Levi Hummond is here on the road. He's in our studios. I'm going to ask if you wouldn't mind doing a song for us.
Oh, of course. So I'm going to play you guys the song that I actually wrote and got picked up by Ram Trucks, and it's the reason we're on this 5-week promo tour. It's called Guts and Glory, and I heard a Ram commercial, and at the end of the commercial, the slogan is Guts, Glory, Ram. And I thought to myself, Guts and Glory, that sounds like an amazing country title. And so ended up kind of just writing this about America and all the people that have struggled and all the champions in our history. So that's great. Kind of what the song is.
All right, thank you. That's great.
We're Rosa Parks on a Montgomery bus with firemen rushing in. We're standing alone, falling down and losing till we win. We're Armstrong walking on the moon, a giant leap for mankind. We're fighting with a band of brothers, never leaving one behind. We're getting up, going to work, blood and sweat and tears, giving all we got till it hurts, and staring down our fears. Stripes and stars, it's our story, it's who we are. We are guts and glory. Oh, oh, oh. We are guts and glory.
flow like a butterfly, sting like a bee, half staff when a hero falls. John Wayne and Marilyn, Dr. King, Graceland, Friday Night Lights. Y'all play ball, getting up, going to work. Blood and sweat and tears, giving all we got till it hurts and staring down our fears. Stripes and stars, it's our story, it's who we are. We are good Saint Glory. Oh, we are good Saint Glory. Kid's garage, your dad's Ram truck and her pink corsage. We're getting up, going to work, blood and sweat and tears, giving all we got till it hurts and staring down our fears. Stripes and stars, it's our story, it's who we are. We are good Saint Glory.
Sounding great.
Thank you.
I love it. Levi Humman here on our show today. It's Border Crossings. And so you were named by Rolling Stone magazine as someone you should know. How does that kind of an honor when Rolling Stone magazine says, people, you need to know Levi Humman. How does that make you feel?
You know, it's just always a blessing to have somebody who believes in you, whether it's your best friend from high school or your mother or Rolling Stone magazine. It's huge to have support. And I've been really blessed to have a huge level of support from Nashville, Tennessee, where it's my home. But it's also one of the biggest creative communities in the world. And I think Rolling Stone has been just awesome, as well as CMT and a few other notable sources that have really, you know, championed this.
And it's quite impressive to get a major label deal with a big label like Big Machine Records. That's huge.
Yeah, I always I grew up kind of, you know, listening to Taylor Swift as a songwriter. She's just unbelievable. And it's just an honor to be on that kind of that same level and same label. It's been incredible.
Of course, the expectations are that high too.
Yes,
they want success.
I don't think about expectations because then it's going to stress me out. But I really have loved working with Big Machine Label Group. They've been awesome friends to me and awesome label to me. And now they're part of this tour as well that we're on. And they've also, I released the EP on their label as well.
Mm-hmm. And Scott Borchetta, the CEO, he loves your music, and he was on American Idol.
Yes.
And so, you know, he knows talent when he hears it.
Yeah. It was funny because my first time ever playing for him was in a conference room, and he was sitting about 5 feet away from me, and then he just was like, stand up and play me a song. And so I basically stood up in a conference room, Scott Borchetta is there 5 feet away from me, and I'm by myself in this conference room and just basically shaking, like freaking out. And I played the songs for him for about 30 minutes, and then he just left the room. Didn't really say much. He was like, that sounded great. And about a week later, I got my first offer for a label deal. But I remember I'd never been that scared in my entire life.
And you've also got the creative freedom to write and sing your own music, which I read somewhere you said you couldn't imagine someone else singing songs you've written.
I think for an artist, songwriter especially, it's really important to have your own voice. And I think even in your lyrics and melodies and stuff, being able to be the only one that's able to sing your songs is kind of like, it's like the ultimate, like it's nod to your artistry. Mm-hmm. And kind of, I would love to pitch songs like Keith Urban and stuff like that and have him sing my songs. But at the same time, there's something unique about having your own voice.
Right. But you wouldn't reject Taylor Swift if she said write
my
song. No,
she can have it. Actually,
absolutely.
That actually happened to me. Steven Tyler, the lead singer of Aerosmith, just put out a country album, and I had a song called Red, White, and You that wasn't finished yet, and he actually helped me finish that song, and it's his first country single, or second country single.
Mm-hmm. And he uses it for the Skittles TV commercial.
Yeah, and it was like the other week, a couple weeks ago, I was just scrolling through Facebook and saw this Skittles commercial promoted ad, and I clicked on it, and I noticed, I was like, that's my song in this commercial, and it was the Red, White, and You song with him.
Mm-hmm. And what was it like working with him, or did you actually not get to be? Because
no,
sometimes you're in the same room, sometimes you're not.
Yeah, so we actually, I was like hanging out at my house, just a regular like Tuesday, and my publisher called me and he said, I have Steven Tyler here at the studio. He just heard your song Red, White, and You. He would love to work on it with you, and can you get over to the studio right now? And I was like, wait, Steven Tyler? He's like, yeah, Steven Tyler, you know, the guy from Aerosmith. And I was like, yeah, no, Steven Tyler's. And I was like, and so basically, I hustled over the studio. I don't think I've ever driven that fast in my life. But when I got there, he wasn't there. And I was in the basement studio kind of working on the demo for him to sing to. And all of a sudden, I kind of hear this person enter the door, and I'm facing the soundboard and not looking behind me. And he grabs me from behind, and he goes, man, I love this song. And I turn around, and it's Steven Tyler. And I just absolutely lost my mind. And I was trying not to fanboy out, but it was like we sat in that studio for about 12 hours and did the demo and just talked about life and stuff. So,
wow. And who would you write for if you had your wish list granted to you? If somebody said, you know, give us your favorite three artists you want to write songs for or with.
Yeah, I would say I would love to be able to write with Ed Sheeran. He's one of my favorites. I just think that'd be a cool experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure he'd like to work with you.
Well,
he's working on a new album right now. All right, we're going to ask Levi to do another song for us. And I'm sure these songs are very personal to you.
Yeah.
I mean, you write from a very deep personal place.
Yeah, so I'm going to play you guys a song that I actually wrote with my dad. It's not on the EP, but it was the song that kind of got me noticed in Nashville. We actually, me and my family travel a lot to Africa and do a ton of mission work. And also, we started a Holy Cross Hospice in Botswana. And so about every other summer, we'll be able to go down there to Habaroni and get to visit the hospice. But this last, I think 2 summers ago, we went to Rwanda and Uganda, and we partnered with these share trade organizations that basically help widows of genocide and widows just in Uganda and Rwanda as well. And we sang this song to them, and I remember by the end of it, I had all the women singing along with me and joining me in harmony, and it was just so beautiful.
Wow.
So this song is called Make It Love, and it's about taking all the wrongs and the pain and the bad in the world and changing it into love.
All right. Levi Humman with a little love for the world.
Yes. 1, 2, 3.
Take the tears and the careless words. Take the fears and all the hurt, and let's just make it love. And let's just make it love. Oh, 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 oh. Take the rain that's been falling down. Take this pain that's been hanging around. And let's just make it love. Take each other's hands. And let's just make it love while we both still can. And let's just make it love. Make it love. Oh, make it love. Then we take the wrongs that we have made and change that song that wants to play. And let's just make it love. Take each other's hands. And let's just make it love while we both still can. And let's just make it love. Make it love. Then we take the hearts that are bound to break. In those burnt-out stars so far away. And let's just make it love. Take each other's hands. And let's just make it love while we both still care. And let's just make it love.
get love.
Levi Hummon here live on our show, and Make It Love, the name yes. of the song. Was that nominated for an Academy Award?
Yeah, so it was, technically it's on the shortlist, so it was like last 10 songs before nomination, so mm-hmm. close.
Close. What?
But we did that basically independently with a movie called To the Story of Roman and Nero that won like best film at the Nashville Film Festival. Mm-hmm. So
that's awesome to be able to sit in a movie theater, watch a movie and hear your music playing?
Oh, absolutely. It was life-changing, kind of, because we got that shortlist for the Oscars, and we ended up making a music video for that. And because of that music video, we were brought into Scott Borchetta's office at Big Machine Label Group, and that's the reason I got my first record deal.
Mm-hmm. And Desmond Child was instrumental in
yeah,
making that.
Yeah, so Desmond Child, he wrote songs like Living on a Prayer and mm-hmm. Dude Looks Like a Lady, and he was instrumental in that, and also was a reason kind of I got to meet Steven Tyler and right. do that song as well.
Wow, that's amazing how this winding road takes you all around. And
yeah, so he was actually a family friend to my dad growing up, and I remember kind of like seeing him as like this ethereal figure in my life, Desmond Child, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like kind of always around, and I never really knew what he did, except I found out like at 18 that he was like this giant famous songwriter, and ended up just randomly he came by a house party, and I played him like two songs, and he ended up working with me like 2 days later. Was like, I have to work with you. How can I be a part of this project? And so after like 18 years of knowing him, we just mm-hmm. ended up kind of working together.
And I imagine, you know, when you're meeting these accomplished songwriters that you're kind of trying to pick their brains and ask,
yeah.
you know, how does it work for you? Are you able to steal some ideas or get advice?
I always strive to be the worst songwriter in the room. That's the advice my dad gave me. He was like, make sure that you are always surrounded by like creative minds that are just like the best in the business, really. Mm-hmm. And I'm always blessed to have a really strong creative community in Nashville just that I can lean on and really help me find my own voice and my own, you know, musical spirit.
Mm-hmm. And you probably write many songs, hundreds of songs, and yeah. then you had to pick five or six for
right.
your first EP. I mean, that must have been a pretty daunting task to have to come up with five or six that you want to put out there first.
Yeah, so these songs for the EP, they were kind of the songs that we were playing live out in like honky tonks and also mm-hmm. just clubs in like LA and stuff like that. And they were the songs that were best being or got the most kind of like the fans were freaking out about it. Mm-hmm. And they would like tweet me and Instagram me and Facebook me about kind of what they love from the shows. And based on that, kind of I chose these five songs. This particular song I'm going to play you next is called Life's for Living.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the reason I chose this song was I saw the audience. They had never heard the song, but by the second and third chorus, they were trying to sing the words to me. And I was like, that has to be a sign that you should probably cut this song. And that was kind of the resounding factor.
Well, you've made us all curious now, so I'm going to ask you to do the song, and maybe I'll sing along with
you
too.
You can come on to the third chorus. Come on.
By the third chorus, I think I'll get it.
See if I can. This one's called Life's for Living.
It's about time for me to walk you to your front door, yeah. I could kiss you goodnight underneath your porch light, but what for, yeah. Why would we stop when we got beer for drinking, lips for kissing, creeks for jumping, skinny dipping, all of you to touch while the moon shines down on us. Love for falling, cars for parking, seats for leaning way too far. Every minute, I don't want to miss it. Life's for living, so let's get living while the living's getting good. Ooh, ooh. Ollie quits when we got Ollie's beer for drinking, lips for kissing, creeks for jumping, skinny dipping, Ollie you to touch while the moon shines down on us. Love for falling, cars for parking, seats for leaning way too far. And every minute, I don't want to miss it. And life's for living, so let's get living while the living's getting good. No. Yeah. Oh, my hand was made for your back pocket, where it's made for the way we're talking. Crazy was made for the way you're making me. Eyes were made for getting lost, and I don't want to see this night end. Hawkins, baby, we. Yeah, we got beer for drinking, lips for kissing, creeks for jumping, skinny dipping, all of you in touch while the moon shines down on us. Love for falling, cars for parking, seats for leaning way too far in. Every minute, don't want to miss it, and life's for living, so let's get living while the living's getting good. I said life's for living, so let's get living while the living's getting good. No. Ooh, ooh, oh, yeah, ooh, 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 ooh.
Levi Hummin here on Border Crossings. Now,
yep.
You're on the road. It's the Guts and Glory road tour,
yeah,
right now with Ram, and you've been going to many cities. I mean,
right.
I was looking at the schedule. They're packing a lot into a little space.
Indeed they are.
And so keeping you busy, but it must be fun. You must be having a great time.
Oh, I'm having the time of my life. It's all so new to me, so just being out in the world is just awesome.
Mm-hmm. And how about the rest of the world? Are you going to drive that Ram truck across the?
I don't think we're going to make it on this tour across the oceans. But I really do. A huge thing for me is going to be, you know, seeing the rest of the world, and I really do want to bring my music to as many places and countries as possible. And that's something I've told my label from the very beginning, and told myself and my family, is like, I just want to be out in the world and spread the message of like love and like life's for living, all these things. Like, I just think it's a global message, and I feel like I really want to also just see the world and
right.
see as many places on this earth as possible.
And you've been blessed because of your connection to the various charities your family
yeah.
has been behind. You mentioned a lot of traveling because of the missions and things
right.
you've done. Thistle Farms. Tell me about Thistle Farms.
Yeah, so Thistle Farms is an organization my mom started. She helps women with a history of drug abuse and prostitution mm-hmm. and sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
She started in Nashville, Tennessee as a 2-year residential program for these women. And so once they graduate the halfway house, basically, they need work and they need a place to be able to financially support their families. And a lot of times in America, when you have a history of drug addiction and like you have tons of arrests on your record. And so Thistle Farms allows these women to find a safe place for work, even with their history of all their arrests and stuff like that. And they make healing oils, bath and body care products, candles, and they are now self-sustaining, and they have made their first, like last year, I think they made profit for the first time on all their products, and they sell mm-hmm. to over 400 Whole Foods here in America.
Mm-hmm.
But they also partner with women's cooperatives throughout the world, including India, Botswana, Rwanda, Uganda. And so it's a thing called Share Trade. And if you want to look it up, it's called thistlefarms.org, and you can check out all the information on it. And it's just a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up with these women, and they're just some of the most amazing, you know, kindest people that just have a hard life and had a hard life. And they literally are loving, kind human beings they're no different from anybody.
Especially in respect to the worldwide audience, because you have been to other places, other countries, and a lot of people in America don't get that opportunity
right.
to go elsewhere, and you've actually seen people affected by the things you described.
Right.
And that's kind of special. That leaves a mark. That leaves that, you know,
yeah.
definitely.
It's also very humbling because as an artist, you know, so much of everything is kind of like about your songs and you and how your story and all this stuff. But when you get to visit these kind of communities out globally who like have been through, like in Rwanda, genocide
mm-hmm.
or something like that, it's the most humbling thing, and it really brings you back down to earth. It's like, yeah, I'm doing this, but this is how the world is so much bigger than you
mm-hmm.
and it's there's all the causes in the world, like you just got to spread the message of love, and it's just it's very important.
Have any of your experiences led to a song, inspired you to write some music?
I mean, Make It Love, the song I played, that for sure was inspired by just kind of seeing all the pain in the world and the ability for like song and music and just like peace and love to change somebody's attitude. Mm-hmm. And like, I remember like we're in this harsh town in Kampala, Uganda or something like that. And these kids are just living in utter squalor, but we bring our guitars out and sing some Bob Marley, like No Woman, No Cry. And the next thing I know, they're dancing, they're the happiest people I've ever seen in the world. And wow. I think that to me is kind of an example of how just music can change and heal.
Well, you are talking to the right audience because we are broadcasting to Kampala and to wow. many places right now who are tuned into the show. And
awesome.
So.
Well, it's funny because I actually get to keep up with some of my Africa friends via Facebook and stuff. So it's always a blessing when, you know, they're like, oh, I saw you on this thing and I got to mm-hmm. watch you on YouTube. And I remember you from when you came by and played our little school. And we were like, we love you and please come back. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I really hope one day I get to. It'll be amazing.
Well, you're a special guy and your parents have done a great job and they continue to do some wonderful work. And it's great that you support it with your music.
Yeah.
And so thistlefarms.org.
Yes.
Okay.
And then one other funny story real quick is.
Sure.
I just remember in Botswana when I was like asking somebody if they knew what country music was. And they're like, yeah, there's a song called Country Roads by John Denver. And I love that still to this day, you go anywhere and ask anybody basically in Botswana what country music is. They say John Denver, Country Roads. So I absolutely love that song. I just want to shout out to everybody who knows that song and say what's up.
We get a lot of requests for Don Williams.
And Dolly Parton and a few others.
Yes, we get a lot of requests. And now we can add Levi Hummond to the list.
Please do.
People around the world, this guy's on the road, hopefully going to the rest of the world, as you said you'd yes. like to do. And if people want to follow you on the internet, websites,
yeah, so just follow media, me. It's at Levi Hummond, LeviHummon. And I have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the good stuff. So just keep up with my journey. And right now we're taking it coast to coast in the U.S., but I hope to make it, you know, past the seas mm-hmm. one day.
And when does the full album come out? I mean, right now it's the EP, Levi
Yeah,
Hummond.
So we just released the EP last month, mm-hmm. and I'm currently just continuing to write and record the rest of the album. I'm thinking probably like end of this year we'll have a full album out.
Promise me you'll come back.
Promise you.
All right. Thank you, Levi. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all for having us.
What a pleasure to have you in our studios and to hear some great music with a great message, too. Thank you.
Well, appreciate it.
This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
from love. Oh, yeah. Angels are crying from up above.
Hey, this is your boy Chris Brandon. Right now, y'all checking out Board of Cross.
Baby, I'm a boss. I'm talking George Steinbrenner, Panamera, Yogi Berra, my two-seater, Derek Jeter. Got more stripes than all these baby who ballin' in a Beamer. Collar on my polo, kisses on my necklace. All my diamonds watching, now my watch is getting jealous. Smoking on the in my autograph, LeBron's. Yeah, she told me I'm the one. That's when I only
want one.
That's Chris Brown on Border Crossings, and that features Usher. New Flame, a song request from Charles Phillips, who's tuned into the program. We also heard from Katy Perry and a request from Israda Libya from Becco Afat and Walking on Air. Thank you very much for tuning into our show, and we're in the last few minutes. We've got one more request, and we'll give away the Now 58 CD after we hear this next request from Solomon Agustru Shabugri, who is tuned into Border Crossings. This is Taylor Swift, and it's a song called Never Grow Up, and it's dedicated to Solomon's brother and to all Swifties around the world listening to Border Crossings.
Your little hands wrapped around my finger, and it's so quiet in the world tonight. Your little eyelids flutter 'cause you're dreaming, so I tuck you in, turn on your favorite nightlight. To you, everything's funny. You got nothing to regret. I'd give all I have, honey, if you could stay like that. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up. Just stay this little. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up. It could stay this simple. I won't let nobody hurt you. Won't let no one break your heart. No, no one will desert you. Just try to never grow up. And never grow up. You're in the car on the way to the movies, and you're mortified your mom's dropping you off. At 14, there's just so much you can't do, and you can't wait to move out someday and call your own shots. But don't make her drop you off around the block. Remember that she's getting older too, and don't lose the way that you dance around in your PJs getting ready for school. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up. Just stay this little. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up. It could stay this simple. And no one's ever burned you. Nothing's ever left you scarred. And even though you want to, just try to never grow up. Take pictures in your mind of your childhood room. Memorize what it sounded like when your dad gets home. Remember the footsteps, remember the words said, and your little brother's favorite songs. I just realized everything I have is someday gonna be gone. So here I am in my new apartment in a big city. They just dropped me off. It's so much colder than I thought it would be, so I tucked myself in and turned my nightlight on. Wish I'd never grown up. I wish I'd never grown up. I'd never grown up, could still be little. Oh, I don't wanna grow up. Wish I'd never grown up, it could still be simple. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up, just stay this little. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up, could stay this simple. You won't no one break your heart, and even though you want to, please try to never go. Oh, 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 oh. Don't you ever go. Oh,
Border Crossings. And it's Taylor Swift by request, and a pretty song from Taylor, Never Grow Up. Taylor Swift is getting ready to release her third Apple Music ad, which is her dancing and going crazy and getting down to a 2003 song from The Darkness called I Believe in a Thing Called Love. And in her commercial for the new Apple Music product, which is an app on your cell phone, she says, I love a quiet night at home. And then she picks that song from the streaming service, and then she starts to dance on the sofa, dance on the dining room table, kick some chairs over. This is her third ad. She's done a treadmill thing for a Drake song, and then she was in her bathroom dancing, singing to her lipstick to a Jimmy Eat World video. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Thank you for tuning into the show. It's time now for our... it's time for our CD giveaway. We're giving away the Now 58 CD, which includes Kelly Clarkson and Zane, The Weeknd. Yes, Taylor Swift is on the Now 58 CD as well. And today, our lucky listener of the day is Ashley Riley in the Peace Corps in Zambia. So congratulations, Ashley Riley. Yay, you have won the Now 58 CD. And we'll be sure and send it off to you, and you can share it with the rest of the Peace Corps there in Mansa Luapula, who are tuned into Border Crossings. Here's a request from Jessica in Kuwait. This is Michael Jackson, Speechless.
Your love is magical. That's how I feel. But I have not the words here to explain. Gone is the grace for expressions of passion. But there are worlds and worlds of ways to explain, to tell you how I feel. But I am speechless, speechless. That's how you make me feel. Though I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I'm lost for words. I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel. So silently I pray. Helpless and hopeless, that's how I feel inside. Nothing's real, but all is possible if God is on my side. When I'm with you, I'm in the light, but I cannot be found. Is that the one I'm standing in? The place called hollow ground. Speechless, speechless, speechless. That's how you make me feel. Though I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. I go presence, I am lost for words, words like I love you.
Larry London on VOA 1.
I took a pill in Ibiza to show Avicii I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do. I'm living out in LA. I drive a sports car just to prove.
I'm a real big baller cause I made $1 million and I spend it on girls and shoes. But you don't wanna be high like me, never really know why like me. You don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and be all alone. And you don't wanna ride the bus like this, never know who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage singing, stuck up on that stage singing. Oh, I know a sad soul, sad souls, darling. All I know are sad souls, sad souls. Cause my name's a reminder of a pop song people forgot. And I can't keep a girl, no. Cause as soon as the sun comes up, I cut them all loose and work's my excuse. But the truth is I can't open up. And you don't wanna be high like me, never really knowing why like me. You don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and be all alone. And you don't wanna ride the bus like this, never know who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage and stuck up on that stage singing. Oh, I know sad souls, sad souls, darling. All I know are sad souls, sad souls.
Border Crossings, a big hit and a new one, as a matter of fact. That is from Mike Posner, who gave us a song a few years ago called Cooler Than Me. That is I Took a Pill in Ibiza. Mike has a new album. He has also joined the Demi Lovato Nick Jonas tour. And that starts up in June. Norman Ure Nsenga requested that song for Uganda. So thank you for requesting that song. I like that song a lot. Appreciate it. Also want to say hello to Charles, who's tuned into Border Crossings, Ria, Owalu, Inengeshi, Saidu, all listening to our show today. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Levi Humman, for coming on the program as well, and Big Machine Records for making it happen. And while I'm passing out thank yous, our engineer, Justin Thwaites. Thank you, Justin, as well as Gary and Ted and the crew and Vince, our director. I'm Larry London. I'll see you again tomorrow at 1500 Universal. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.